We'll return now to our top story this hour, the escalation in violence in Yemen. Joining us live from Sana'a is Hussein Al-Mulkaiti, a political commentator and journalist. Thanks for being with us. What is happening right now in Marib? The coalition says that it's killed hundreds of Houthi fighters over the past week.
I think those claims are false because they have, as well, say 2 days ago they have killed 200, and 3 days ago they say they have killed more than 400, as they say, Houthi fighters. But we see on the ground that Yemeni army here and Ansarullah, the Houthi, are advancing toward Marib city. I mean, they have not actually do all those Saudi strikes and all this claim of this huge amount of killing Houthi fighter did not stop. This show you that I don't think that the Saudi airstrike now have any effect. And the main reason of that is because the Yemeni air defense has actually take out all Saudi drones, which those drones actually, okay, the Saudi depend on them to collect information for areas to attack. That's why they have liberated in the last 48 hours Al-Abdiya province, and now they are advancing toward south of Marib.
Hussein, how do the Houthis respond to accusations that they are besieging the local population in Marib? What help are they getting from locals in the area? Are they supported, or do locals not want them there?
To be honest with you, there are many, most of the fighters who are now advancing toward Marib, they are from Marib province. This is one of the strategy that here Sana'a forces have been using. They mainly try to use fighters from that area that they are going to liberate. And this actually sent kind of a good message to the people there. And if all people there were against Yemeni army, I don't think that they could advance for 1 meter. But the main reason now, there is a huge support now in area under the control of Saudi-backed forces. This support actually is toward Sana'a forces, is because you've seen the security, the bad security situation in those areas. As an example, $1 in Marib, it costs 1,400 Yemeni rial. But in Sana'a, $1 is 600 Yemeni rial. And they show you that the economy there, the security situation, has actually collapsed in the last few years. That's why people in those area actually are coming back to Sana'a forces, and they are reaching Sana'a. And this is one of the main reasons why Yemeni forces here in Sana'a are advancing in Marib.
Okay. Many thanks indeed. Hussein Al-Mulkaiti there, political commentator and journalist in Sana'a.